Welcome to Stouts with My Spouse. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is Stouts with My Spouse. Let's get into it.
Yo, 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 it's Friday night.
And I'm here with my husband, Patrick. And we just got back from one of my favorite places in the world, and that would be Aldi. I got the idea for Aldi because, one, I wanted to go, and we haven't been there in a while.
And we needed to go grocery shopping.
And then I thought, okay, well, sometimes Aldi has, like, their own version of Schnitzelbach.
Which I'm not a fan of.
But a lot of their stuff is really, really good.
They did have that there.
I saw it. Yeah. So what did we get?
So we got, this is from the brewery of, it's brewed and bottled by Rockwell Brewing Company, Rochester, New York. It's an amber ale, which is a little bit different for us. It's Independence Harbor, and the thing that sealed it for me is not the fact that it's ale with honey added, which I do like honey, but its little slogan said, forget the tea, drink the ale.
Well, and you know what's funny is, I think this looks like a knockoff beer to me. I could be wrong. No disrespect to Independence Harbor Amber Ale, but
I mean, you could say all beer is a knockoff of another beer because there's so many different types of beers, so many different breweries.
Okay, but I just took a sip, and I feel like it's St. Patty's Day or Patrick's Day beer.
So, full disclosure, I did have a little sip, and if you see if you see our Instagram reel or however you're gonna post it, you'll see that I clearly poured a glass of beer, the worst I've ever done, but it was kind of funny. So I had to like drink some of the foam,
the head of it.
but it instantly reminded me of going bowling.
Like a pitcher
of beer, and you're
Drinking like whatever people want to
exactly.
buy.
Exactly, you're just getting that, and then you just get to the point where you got the people that really enjoy bowling, and then there's me, and even though I paid for 3 games, I probably quit halfway through the second one.
One game of bowling is like, mm-hmm. ugh.
So I probably quit and just, like, bowl mine
but
every other.
But this is easy to drink.
And I just sit there and I just start drinking straight out of the pitcher because, hey, they're bowling. I'm sitting here not bowling.
Yeah, I hashtag this craft beer on our Instagram, and I'm not sure I would hashtag that.
It's not hashtag craft beer.
It is not hashtag craft beer, but, you know, we'll get your full review at the end. This is a reminiscent of, like, a younger me, I feel like. And I do taste the honey, like, for mm-hmm. real.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's like legit honey, too.
I wonder if we can hear our daughter crying because we put her to bed.
Normally, she gets to watch shows on Friday nights, but
she repeatedly disobeyed after very, very calm instructions, so she's not allowed to watch
a
Friday night show.
She has a rule, no playing on the couch. Why does she have this rule? Because the amount of times that her face has kissed the floor
or launching herself
off the couch,
even into the coffee table, mm-hmm. like, it's more than just the floor. It's been so many ailments, so there is a rule, and she was calmly told, like, 5 times, I'm not exaggerating, to not play on the couch. And the dogs were wrestling on the couch, too. So it's a sectional. So the sectional kept getting further and further apart, making it more and more unsafe with the dogs. And she was trying to get in the mix. And she knows it's a rule. And just broke it too many times.
And
so
you heard that right. It's dogs now, not just one.
Yes. We ended up not doing the full second pup challenge. We do a more often deep clean. But we found a dog to rescue, a breed that we like. Quick break from the podcast to resolve some issues with our kiddo and kind of settle everything down. But it's a great opportunity to present a program that I am so excited to participate in.
It's called Awaken Your Creative Child. I think that our inner child is the most purest part of ourself. And the most pure part of ourself is open to so many innovative possibilities and creativity, and there's an ultimate opportunity for flow. And I don't think this just applies to your fine artists of the world, your painters and your sculptors. I think it applies to so many people. So many people can benefit from unlocking this kind of flow. You can pre-register right now as of April 17th on DianeLynnCosmetics.com under programs. That's Diane Lynn, Lynn with one N, cosmetics.com. Let's awaken your creative child. Now back to the show.
And we all met up at a park, the whole family and each dog, and it was a good fit. But originally, I just was like, can we keep our house cleaner for a whole year and then we can get a dog? But honestly, Patrick is like kind of a bully and was like constantly flashing me pictures from petfinder.com even though we weren't fully doing it. And it was like a solid 8 months of this. And then I was just like, fine. I just honestly felt bullied because I don't really like dogs that much. And Patrick is just like, dog, 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 like every single day and in my face about it. And so like, he's not allowed to show me any other animals that he feels like adopting because we have 4 animals now.
And I don't feel like adopting any more animals. Although our daughter did say today something about needing her own dog. And
you said, we're not getting 3 dogs. And she was like, why not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Pippi is a Shar Pei and St. Bernard mix. So she'll be a really big girl. Her name was Portia. And I just, that didn't sit well with my spirit. But I wanted it to still be a P name. So, Pippi. I think it's cute.
We thought about Porter, but that didn't fit her. And we thought about, I was really against this name at first, Petra. And
Petra
then,
was a good name for her too.
And then for some reason, like as soon as we saw her, I was like, oh, I like Petra now. But then Pippi, I feel like it kind of fits our family a little bit more because we got Pip and Beads, because we call Roberta Beads all the time.
Yeah, well.
Pepperoni and Beadies.
So, yeah. It's really been tiring. It's like, in some ways, it's like having a baby because she whines all night and nobody sleeps well. And, I mean, we're just crate training her right now and potty training her. And, I mean, honestly, I've read about the Shar Pei breed, and they're like, if you don't socialize them, they are hostile. And so I'm like, okay, she's mixed with Shar Pei. We really need to work really hard to make her social and well-trained so she continues to be a nice person dog.
That is interesting to see. She's 3.5 months old. And she's already taller than our 3-year-old Basset Hound.
Much more athletic, but that's just our yep. Roberta the Basset's build.
But Beatty's is having her fun right now with being the bigger dog still. But
she'll always command some respect from Pippi.
She will, for sure.
So Aldi. We went to Aldi and people have really strong opinions about name brands and where they grocery shop. And I don't have any statistics to back this up, but for real, the people I've, like, I worked in a office with a lot of people. Actually, I would say at my past 2 workplaces, people of all different ages, but mostly, like, 40s to 50-year-old women were, like, super sketched out that I shopped at Aldi and really judgmental about it. And then they literally look at me like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's a grocery store.
Yeah, they literally have name brands of most things too.
Yeah.
It's not all just knockoff. And you go and to Meijer. You go to Meijer and they got Meijer brand all over the place. Like, you think that that's any different?
I don't know. And it's just kind of interesting that, like, there was this one person I talked to. This was years and years ago. And she was like, she made some comment like, I'll never be desperate enough or broke enough to shop at Aldi. And I was like, excuse you? Like, I just shared with you, I shop at Aldi, and I wonder why it bothers you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That same person bought, like, our family brand, which is a generic brand of,
everywhere?
Yeah, the Our Family brand. She's like, well, that's a good one. And I'm like, I don't understand, like, this, you know, like, I feel like people always want to feel like they're better than other people in some way, shape, or form.
They'll get Great Value brand, but they won't get Aldi.
Yeah.
Because at least Walmart has TVs I can buy.
I don't know. I don't understand people, but some I have gotten some very strong reactions to the fact that I shop at Aldi.
And it's not like you can get everything there. It's not like they got, like, the greatest fruit variety, which is fine for me because I don't eat much fruit.
And that's why we only buy, like, lemons, limes, oranges, apples, things that don't...
Can we do a quick sidebar? Quick.
What?
This popped into my head earlier today. Jesus. What does a lime not go with?
What does it not go with?
Yeah, lime.
Well, lime pretty much goes with everything.
I know. I don't know why that popped into my head today.
I use it when I'm cooking most meats. Adding some lime adds a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm doing a chili, if I'm doing any sort of beverage. I mean, milk, but even then, who really drinks milk, but, like, some key lime pie is good if you like that sort of dessert.
I was thinking pizza, but even then, I don't think that would ruin it.
It wouldn't ruin it. I mean, it might be kind of good. Like, the saltiness of the pepperoni with the citrusy of the lime and the, like, grease of the cheese actually might be kind of legit if it's just a little squirt of lime.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be a regular try. But anyways, so yeah, we just, and if I do buy, like, salad mixes or stuff like that, I just kind of, at Aldi, I just am like, okay, well, we're eating this today or tomorrow or within a couple days.
Yeah.
They
said there was a sign in there that it was like, I was spending $200 a week grocery shopping. Now I spend... like $400 a month grocery shopping going here.
Well, I would say that you can save a lot of money because, I mean, don't get me wrong, they still do some of the same tricky stuff. Like, I mean, you walk right in, they have the individual packs of their white cheddar cheese puffs.
Which are bomb.
Which are $4. But I know where they stock the actual family size bag, which are less than $2 a piece. So you buy two of those, and it's just as expensive as buying the individual packs.
Mm-hmm.
The
only problem is that if you're looking at portion control...
Well, then get some sense. Yeah. But I personally really like it. I think they have, they have one of the most in-depth gluten-free product line. It's not perfect, but, like, when I was a little bit stricter gluten-free, it doesn't bother me as much as it used to. But, like, their stuffing was good. Their bread. Their mac and cheese.
Yeah, the mac and cheese was good. The
bagels were good. The stuffing, because it was cornbread stuffing, you loved that.
Yeah, it was
Like,
it was like, you can't go and say, like, oh, I'm just eating stuffing. It was like, I'm eating, like, cornbread with extra seasoning almost.
Yeah, and then they have, like, frozen gluten-free products, like chicken nuggets and stuff like that. Like, for a discount store, if you legit have celiac disease or a serious gluten sensitivity, it's there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like the little treats, the little Deutsche Kucha.
And they kind of, like, bring in new stuff, too.
Yeah, they kind of, like rotate. I swear they have, like, one week they'll have, like, more Asian infusion type of foods. The next week they'll have, like, more Italian type meals. And then the next week they might do more, like, I don't know. But they kind of rotate it through. They always have a good seasonal gift happening. Like, we bought a bunch of people house warming presents for parties and stuff. And Christmas presents from, like, their cookie selection at Aldi. And people, like, loved their cookies.
Because they're the exact same cookies that you could get other places,
too. But they're actually good. I mean, they're not Keebler brand, but they're good.
So we got these.
Because it is a German company, Deutsche Kucha, and these are Doppelkeks. They're
sandwich cookies with 6% cocoa cream filling. And it's like, and they're not sweet on the outside at all.
There's biscuits, and they're like thin biscuits on the side. They're not sweet. Yeah. But then the cream is really good. It's very like when I was studying abroad in Europe, it reminded me so much of that.
I'm like, that would be like the perfect thing to pair with like a steak almost.
I don't know. I mean, even with your morning coffee, if you're feeling indulgent, mm-hmm. just to kind of dunk it in like biscotti, be really tasty.
Yeah. I did brew another cup of coffee.
Why do you think people are hooked on name brand food? I understand things like name brand toilet paper, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, okay, there's one that, like, people are like, I won't do off-brand, like, ketchup. I'm not going to buy the cheapest off-brand ketchup on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But our family has eaten a lot of off-brand ketchup, and it doesn't even matter.
All right, so let me just ask this. So you go into a restaurant, and you see a nice, fancy, let's say that they're one of the places that still has this stupid, no, I'm not even, you go to a restaurant and they've got just a red tube for ketchup. What do you think that they're putting in that ketchup? They're putting Heinz in there? They're putting whatever bulk Gordon that they got food, at Gordon's or Sam's or Costco.
Well, like, people have such an attitude, like, even these same women were like, oh, you cannot have off-brand ketchup. Some off-brand things are okay. And it's like, I guess, is it just an American thing that you're obsessed with brand names? I'll cop to, like, yeah, off-brand toilet paper, it can do an okay job, but does my behind prefer Charmin? Sure does.
Does Charmin last longer for us?
Sure does.
A lot longer.
But most other things off-brand, I could care less.
I'm trying to think of things that I definitely, like, will not do off-brand.
You used to have a lot of harder lines in the sand, and you don't anymore.
Like, I'm definitely,
because off-brand things have gotten so much more quality in our lifetime that they're off-brand Pop-Tarts. Like, what are they? Like, they're good, you mm-hmm. know? Like, it doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
And you used to be like, no off-brand peanut butter, no off-brand, but like, we regularly eat off-brand peanut butter. You don't care.
Well,
you don't care.
I don't care anymore. And I think that a lot of that goes to my taste of actually liking natural peanut butter more now,
too. Yeah.
So, like, if we get an off-brand peanut butter and I've been eating, like, some healthier kind of peanut butter, and you give me an off-brand that has a little bit of sugar in it, obviously it's going to taste better.
Yeah, it's going to taste like candy to you.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that I don't like having off-brand, really,
Is toilet paper.
And then second is, this is really hit or miss, Frosted Flakes. There's some amazing off-brand Frosted Flakes. And then there's some that it's like, why would you ever like associate yourself with Frosted Flakes? Because you're the farthest from it. Well, your frosting tastes like dog water.
Okay, can I just... Dog water. That's a visual. Well, I just also think that cereal is disgusting. I genuinely don't understand it. Like, the older and older I get, I'm like, most cereal, even if it's quote-unquote healthy cereal, is just, like, sugar and flour. Mm-hmm. Some combination of sugar and flour.
I was talking to our daughter about, she's like, why don't we get some cereal? I'm like, because it's a breakfast food.
That's basically
sugar.
And
we never actually eat it during breakfast.
No, we don't.
And I look at her. I always end up eating it in the middle of the night because I get hungry and I'm like, oh, it's cereal. And I'll eat the entire box and you don't even get to have any. So why do we even have to? Why do you even want
it? And we don't even like it. Like, we don't even really like milk like
that. I really like a good cereal with a good pour of milk, but we don't drink the milk, so the milk goes bad.
Yeah, I don't know if you really do like that cereal that much. I don't know. Because you get excited about cereal when we buy it, and then you maybe have two, like, aggressive bowls, and then you don't touch it for 6 months, and I'm like, oh, this is in the back of the pantry. I guess I gotta throw it away. So, you like two aggressive bowls of cereal. You don't like, and then you'd like to ignore it.
Well, that's because I don't want to be the person that finished the entire thing.
Well, no one else likes
it. No one else does. So, I just gotta just finish it.
I'm like a sausage, like, I'm a breakfast sandwich gal. Like, I've always been about protein, and I don't know, cereal has never meant anything to me. It doesn't fill me up at all.
You gotta get your protein,
but,
bro.
Like, sincerely, Aldi, I enjoy it. I think if you had to shop at Aldi for everything, you could.
It'd be a little rough, though.
I don't think so, because when we had less money, I shopped at Aldi regularly, and I kept this house going on it, and we ate pretty healthy.
Yeah, and I feel like we did do our grocery shopping more often than two.
Yeah, but like, I kid you not, this is with a diaper, so that's another
thing. All the diaper selection stuff.
Yeah, their diaper and their formula.
We didn't do their diapers, though.
Yeah, we did. We did their... Well, we would occasionally get, like, a Costco batch in the... That was
one thing. I feel like diapers...
No, all these diapers were just as good, and their formula was good.
I know that their formula was good, but I felt like their diapers weren't as... Oh, their wipes! It was the wipes. The wipes was the big thing that I was very name brand, because when I'm wiping a tush and it's messy, I want the wipes to come out crisp and clean and easy. I don't want to have to, like, use two hands to separate them while I'm literally holding a screaming child.
Okay, but yes. You also weren't good at closing the wipes of Aldi at all, so they got dried up. That would be your fault.
Upon editing this, I actually feel really bad about interrupting Patrick's impassioned rant about baby wipes, because I feel like he was the most revved up about this in the podcast. Anyways, quick break from the podcast to introduce and shout out our sponsor, MyMichiganBeach.com. MyMichiganBeach is a fabulous travel website that showcases great places to go in our state of Michigan. So hit up MyMichiganBeach.com. Now back to our show.
But what I was going to say is, when I shopped at Aldi regularly, if I was including a diaper run, I would shop there once a week, pretty much. I would spend $50 pretty much every week. If a diaper run included, it might get up to $100, because maybe that week I would add more. But on a regular basis, we were not spending more than $300 a month on groceries, and that was including diapers when I shopped at Aldi.
We were on top of it then.
Yeah.
So, to move on to not necessarily another subject, because it still has to do with grocery stores.
They pay their employees well. They have an efficient setup. The quarter cart system that clicks in quarters and carts, it actually works. I'm sorry for the segue. And you know what? So here's the thing. You know what also bugs me? People's reaction to Costco around. I have gotten the, I don't think bougie when I hear Costco, but I have been out and about and people are like, oh, you shopped at Costco? Like, that's really expensive. And I'm like, it's not. Literally has the same prices as Sam's Club. Costco just happened in the area we live in, it happens to be in like a nicer area. Like, not nicer, but like
nationwide, they're typically in nicer areas.
Well, there's no place to, okay, but anyways, they actually pay their employees and they're the same prices. So yeah, we have to drive out of our way to get to a Costco. But we get our toiletries and our paper products there that we need.
When we needed to get a new,
like, bulk
washer. We got our
new washer there.
To clean our clothes. Ours stopped working. We went to Costco and they basically had a whole deal that they would come and install it. Which, cool, it's great. But the main thing that they were excited about is that they hauled out the other one. I'm like, first off, how are the two of us going to get that down there? I could see how we got it down there, but I think that we would have just pushed that old one to the side and been like, hey.
Oh my gosh.
That can be the next owner of the house's problem.
Well, it's funny because my dad and I hauled an old freezer at their old house up the steps, and my dad was a little older by then. And I just remember, like, throwing my whole body under the freezer to, like, help my dad get it up the steps, and like my face is cut because like under the free, like the huge freezer, whatever, it all worked out. I was an ox.
So,
but okay. I do have a question and you keep not answering. I said, why do you think people are obsessed with like, why do you think people are so hooked on brand names, and why do you feel like people are obsessed with assigning like definitions to, like, oh, you shop at this grocery store, you shop at a discount grocery store, like, and you look down on people, or like, oh, you shop at Costco and it's like, oh, you spend so much money. And I, these are real conversations that I've had with people, and it's, every time I ask you why do you think people are obsessed with brand names, you're like, well, I like brand name toilet paper, and I like brand name this.
All right, let me answer the question. Hush. Let me answer the question.
Don't ever tell me to hush, hush, hush.
Okay, let me answer the question.
Actually answer the question.
I'm working on it.
Say sorry for saying hush, hush, hush.
Sorry for saying hush, hush, hush.
Answer the question.
Oh my God, let me talk. I think that the biggest reason that people are so name brand is because it's instilled in them from a very young age. Think about when we woke up every morning, Saturday morning, we're watching cartoons. We're on the good old days of Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, mixing a little bit of Animal Planet. And
I have no idea what you're talking about. I actually did things with my life.
All right. You know what? If you want my answer, be quiet.
Okay.
It is literally instilled in us from that time on that these brand names are cool. So you have literally, I can think of Gushers, those commercials being like awesome. I hate Gushers, but I still see Gushers. I'm like, man, that's a cool, those were so cool. I want to, like, even though I know that I absolutely despise Gushers, I still see them and I have a positive,
because marketing,
positive like thought about them, even though I think that they are so gross.
Yeah, it's true. I think we are all a little brainwashed, and it's, I kind of giggle, this is just a sidebar, I do kind of giggle at all the people on social media who think there's some conspiracy theorist wizards and they're the only people that can't be manipulated by outside forces. But then it's like, Let me take a look-see in your pantry because I'm sure it's all craft products and, like, Chef Boyardee and, like, specific name brand tomato sauce that doesn't really mean anything and, like... No, seriously, I'm sure General Mills owns you.
Do you really...
Do you, like, know what I mean?
Think about this, okay? And I don't have anything to back this up.
But we don't seriously, have anything to back General up Mills, any of our claims.
General Mills, do you really think that those off-brand companies that you're getting stuff from aren't owned by possibly another company?
Called General
possibly
Mills.
Named General Mills? And who owns General Mills?
Who even really knows?
Because you know that everyone's... There's, like, basically just five companies out there that own everything in America.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, it's kind of like I've heard things, so it's, like, trendy to be, like, an underground artist and be, like, not signed to a label. I've heard of that being a marketing strategy. Like, hey, I'm independent, I do this on my own, but really there's somebody backing them. But it's, like, a marketing strategy because it's cool. So, like, mm-hmm. I do think that name brands... obviously probably own a lot of these off-brands because they, like, people... Because I think it's being more socially acceptable to have off-brand
And you also
food.
Think about, like, small companies and everything. Like, this... I have no idea about this Independence Harbor beer or whatever, but maybe, because I haven't seen it anywhere else but Aldi... very well could just mean that it's really popular
somewhere
where they're
else.
In
yeah.
New York where it's brewed, who knows? But maybe it's like a huge deal that they got on the shelves of Aldi.
Okay, so speaking
but
of...
can I finally get my segue? I wanted to get your top three off the cusp, boom, boom, boom. Top three, no specific order. What are your three favorite grocery stores? And give me one of your least favorite.
My favorite is Aldi, because I think you could really do all of your shopping there. Would I want to? Probably not. I might supplement it with a little dollar store type stuff or stuff around the house, like cleaning products and uh-huh. stuff. Then I gotta go Costco. It would kind of be hard to, like, freeze all that stuff because, like, we only have three people in the house and buying in bulk will be tough, but I could do it. And I like their variety. And then, you know, I don't know. I like Kroger. We don't live close to a Kroger anymore, but they do have a pretty widespread selection. And I respect Kroger. I like that they have, like, they have a variety of health foods. I think they were one of the first bigger grocery chains to do that. One of my least favorites?
Just off the cusp.
Off the cusp? I mean, I don't really care for Sam's Club, but I don't dislike it. Like, if we still lived near Sam's Club, I would probably be a member, but we
what
don't.
What about a Walmart?
Oh, I didn't even... That's,
same thing.
That's so funny.
Basically.
I didn't even, like, classify Walmart in my brain as an option because I just don't even go there. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. If we lived by a Walmart, we might go there because they do have a variety of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you grew up sneakily close to a Walmart. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But you grew up sneakily close to a Walmart where you'd think that that's probably where you went all the time, but
no,
I didn't.
I just, as a teenage girl, I was hit on too much in the parking lot by random old men at Walmart, and I'd just be like, okay, I'm trying to get into my Oldsmobile Achieva. Could you guys just, like, get away from me?
Yes.
So, yeah, so Walmart would be my number one.
I'd say I do like Aldi.
What's your top three?
My top three, I think coming at it as like a family, I like the Aldi for the prices for us. It works for us.
In our unit, yeah.
In our unit. And I'm going to say I like Meyer just for the convenience for us right now in this moment. I could interchange that with Kroger from the last living arrangement that we had because that was the closest. Meyer's the closest to us now. Therefore, it is great.
So proximity. So what's third?
Third, I would say that the local place that has got the best deli meats, wherever, and I don't even like deli meats. I mean, like the where you can get like your bacon, all that meat.
We have like homemade brats and yep, stuff like that.
Brats, that stuff. So in like our case, it's a butcher shop. But we go to the grocery store called Daryl's, and I really enjoy that because
it too, but I didn't know we were gonna shout out that. But yeah, I could rotate Costco, Daryl's, and so you're locally owned, and I like supporting local owned business. So we could do a rotation of Aldi, our locally owned, artisanal type of place, and Costco, and I'd be happy with
they
that.
All kind of
that
our,
rotation.
Yeah, there we go to Daryl's for the meat. We go to
Costco for the bulk.
We go to
Aldi for
the all right. We're grocery shop, and we go to the Meijer for.
Ugh.
Shoot! I ran out of beer.
Yeah. So is the Independence Harbor Amber Ale approved?
Yeah, it's approved.
Patrick will approve anything as long as it isn't fruit infused.
I have not approved everything.
I think everything that doesn't have a fruit infused with it. But anyways, continue.
So, all right, that's the trend right now, but who knows?
The trend.
I'm saying that it is approved, and I was adding on to it. So what I'm adding on to this is that I only had just the one. I feel like it's one of those beers. It's an easy amber ale. It's basically like a honey infused, and I don't want to like slander it because it's not, but it's comparable to like drinking like a Budweiser or something like that. It's very just simple to drink. Like we said, pour it in a pitcher, you're having it at the bowling alley or whatever you may be doing. You're having multiples, you're not there for, oh man, I'm going to pair this with this and this. I'm sitting down and really enjoying this beer. It's one that you can just really knock back.
One that you can really knock back.
Yep.
I think I approve it. It's kind of, what I don't like about it is that, I mean, maybe it's how you poured this.
Probably.
But there's just no carbonation in my pour right now, which is fine, but like
from the bad pour.
Yeah, because Patrick like dumped it out, like it was a nitro.
I was trying to get it without holding the thing, but I missed. I don't know what I was
trying to do. So now it's really flat, so it just tastes.
It does have a lot of the honey flavor in it,
which is
surprising.
You know what? That is why it is approved though, because of all the honey flavor. I've never tasted a beer with this much honey flavoring.
So this is the part of the podcast where we talk about
being grateful for one another, because it's really important to verbalize and express gratitude in words. Patrick, I'm really grateful that you were the one staying up with the new puppy, because I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
This isn't grateful to you, but I'm grateful that I got to sleep in our bed last night.
Okay. Well, I let you sleep in the bed, and I just stepped in the other room while the dog was screaming.
Yeah, the dog was screaming, but yeah, she
so
wasn't.
So you could say grateful
to
me because I didn't wake you up.
I am grateful for that, but I had another thing that I was going to say I'm grateful for.
What?
I'm grateful for how great you are at communicating. What was that?
That
look
was
for?
Such a long pause. I was like, "What?"
Well, you just
communicating
look.
What?
Just I oh. feel like you get your point across too. I'm talking specifically with our daughter. I feel like you just have a way of communicating with her so well, And I really enjoy watching you two just kind of talk. I think that our daughter is so much smarter because of the way that you have talked with her.
I feel like with Kit, thank you, because I'm very strongly, I feel like with children, you can still communicate with them like they're intelligent beings while still treating them age appropriately. And I think so many people don't understand that, and I have gotten a lot of judgment as a parent because they're like, oh, she's only a toddler, and I'm just like, okay, first of all, if you want to write a check for my mortgage, like, that's fine, I'll float you the bill and you can write that check for me, but anyways, it's like, no, you can still like word things in an intelligent way. And because I truly feel like if you treat people like they're stupid, they're going to be stupid. If you treat people like they're smart and intelligent, they will be intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel like dumbing down or like making weird noises or like getting like hot, like in changing the inflection of my voice just because our child is a toddler. And she can carry on a conversation, and she's very smart and intuitive. Children don't always have the words for it, but they do have the intuition and the feeling for the room. So honor.
And if encouraged, they've got the curiosity, and
I think it's just honoring a child's intuition by verbally expressing in an intelligent way with them issues that are happening.
Yep.
So thank you for recognizing that. I feel strongly about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this done?
Yeah. I love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, everybody. We post new episodes of our podcast, Scouts with My Spouse, every Saturday morning. Available on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Spotify. Follow Scouts with My Spouse on Instagram and like our Facebook page. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Until next week.